ద హిస్టరీ ఆఫ్ అరుణాచల్ ఆశ్రమ ఇన్ ది వెస్ట్ ఇట్స్ గ్రాడ్యువల్ గ్రోత్ ఏ మోడెస్ట్ స్టోర్ ఫ్రంట్ రెంటల్ ప్రాపర్టీ అట్ 342 ఈస్ట్ 6th స్ట్రీట్ ఇన్ మన్హాటన్ సర్వ్డ్ యాజ్ ఎ హోమ్ ఫర్ అరుణాచల్ ఆశ్రమ ఫర్ నియర్లీ 20 ఇయర్స్ ఇట్ మైట్ హ్యావ్ కంటిన్యూడ్ దర్ లాంగర్ ఇఫ్ ద రెంట్ హ్యాడ్ నాట్ బీన్ రేస్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ $400 ఎ మంత్ టు $2,000 ఓవర్ నైట్ The property manager was sympathetic to the ashram and, despite the continued retail demand, waited a couple of years before he raised the price to reflect the demand. Business properties in New York City are not rent controlled. However, this turned out to be fortuitous because it precipitated a move in 1987 to the residential borough of Queens, where a house could be rented for much less than $2,000. Now, there were rooms for residents and a better place for Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat and his wife, Yoga Mayaji, to live in. The living room was made into a shrine where the morning and evening Vedas, chanting and meditation were conducted. All the bedrooms were on the second floor and the basement became the ashrama office. Devotees were now welcomed into a home-like atmosphere as family members in an ever-widening circle connected by the thread of the master's inscrutable ways. Meanwhile, in the Nova Scotia ashrama, a stream of visitors and long-term residents engaged in the daily meditation and work. Joan and Matthew Greenblatt decided to move back to the New York City area in 1977. About a year later, they were sent to Ramanashramam to fulfill a long-cherished dream of Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat to publish a high-quality pictorial biography of Bhagavan. The Greenblatts worked on this for more than a year and it was released in commemoration of Bhagavan Ramana's 100th birth anniversary. This pictorial biography was immensely popular before the explosion of digital media, which has since been broadcasting the life and teachings of Sri Ramana Maharishi around the globe. A newer edition with restored photographs continues to find an appreciative audience. After 9 years of renting a townhouse in Forest Hills, Queens, the ashrama was finally able to purchase a building in 1996. This house, also a townhouse, was only a few blocks from the rented house and was in a quieter location with similar but improved facilities. Our founder merges in Arunachala Ramana. In the New York Arunachala Ashrama on Monday morning, April 10, 2000, Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat looked as if he were asleep. On closer examination, it was found that his life breath had left the body. From all appearances on the previous day, no one could have guessed that he was about to depart. In the night, he had been quietly absorbed in listening to both the morning and evening Veda Parayanam, one after the other. He then had a meal, smiled, and conversed with the ashrama friends who had gathered, but showed no signs that he was in his final night. Since suffering a stroke 18 months earlier, he had been unable to walk and, of course, was weak. Residing in the ashrama, he would routinely sit in a wheelchair for 5 hours every day. And although functioning in a limited way, he was hardly conscious of his frailty, occasionally even forgetting that he was unable to walk. Nevertheless, he remained ever cheerful and grateful, rarely asking for anything other than a warm blanket and to be helped into bed when he was tired. It is now 50 years since Bhagwan's Mahanirvana were the last words he heard before he fell asleep and delights were dimmed. He nodded his head and closed his eyes. In the morning, he was gone, absorbed in the feet of Bhagavan Ramana. It was Ramana's birthday on April 14, 2000, exactly 50 years to the day of Sri Ramana Maharishi's Mahanirvana. Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat's body was cremated. Continued service. After just a few years in the Clyde Street Ashrama, purchased in 1996, it became apparent that its space was inadequate to accommodate the growing number of devotees attending the regular programs. A hall in the Flushing Queens Ganesha Temple had to be rented on special occasions, and as unsolicited donations gradually increased, the ashrama devotees were on the lookout for more spacious accommodations. In 2005, a much larger building on Edgerton Boulevard in Jamaica Estates in the same New York City borough of Queens was bought, and in 2011, a large meditation hall and shrine was added. This spacious new ashrama and its meditation hall and shrine regularly attract numerous visitors and guests who have unmistakably felt within its precincts the deep, silent presence of Bhagavan Ramana pulsating, quietly spreading the life and message of the Maharishi. Arunachala Ashrama publishes a bi-monthly newsletter, produces videos on the Maharishi, distributes all the English publications of Sri Ramanashramam, and serves devotees and seekers throughout the Western Hemisphere. To this day, all these activities have been carried out enthusiastically by a small, dedicated handful of devotees. During the last 20 years, 24 Ramana Satsang groups have sprung up in Canada and the USA. Arunachala Ashrama has always offered its resources and encouragement to the ever-growing number of sincere seekers who have experienced the directness of the teachings and the gracious presence of the Master. In these family-like gatherings, devotees find support to strengthen their faith and practice as they experience firsthand the way Bhagavan teaches out to embrace and protect all those who turn to Him for grace and guidance. In 2016, during the celebration of Sri Ramana's 137th Jayanti in Tampa, Florida, 80 devotees gathered for the Griha Pravesham of a newly constructed replica of Bhagavan's old hall, which served as his abode in South India for over 20 years. The inauguration of the old hall replica took place during the 4th annual of Sri Ramana Jayanti retreat in Tampa. All devotees are welcome to visit this new holy site of pilgrimage at 5919 Lind Road, Tampa, Florida. A call to Mathi or Dr. Ratnaswamy prior to visiting for the first time will ensure the hall will be open when you arrive. 813-685-8843. In 2013, a devoted couple in Elgin, Illinois, near Chicago, opened a beautiful Ramana Center where they have daily meditation and monthly satsangs. Also, a devotee from Ottawa, Canada, has built a new Sri Ramanachala Mandiram overlooking the St. Lawrence River on the border between Canada and the USA in the town of Ogdensburg, New York. And of late, a few other devotees in the USA have expressed interest to open Ramana centers in the towns. Throughout the history of Arunachala Ashrama, we have observed how the Maharishi's life and teachings light, a gentle shower of rain, has steadily seeped into the awareness of sincere seekers, not only in North America, but the world over. The resident devotees of Arunachal Ashrama feel blessed to have witnessed as his instruments this gradual unfoldment of his grace. At some point in a sincere seeker's life, he or she comes to realize that the reason that they are born, that they die and or reborn again and again, is to experience the one essential truth of their existence. That truth is ever present, both within and without. It is the universal awareness of our eternal divine nature as the self of all selves. The Maharishi was born to guide sincere seekers, not just for those of his own generation, but for our generation and generations to come. We humbly invite all those who wish to dedicate their lives to the experience of the one self of all, embodied in the life and teachings of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, to join us on our march to the holy hill of the beacon light, to a life of service and sadhana, and to thus make our lives blessed.